gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Corey Davis behind the defense. He's going to score. Caught. Touchdown. They take the lead with 22 seconds left.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And the Jets are going to beat the Browns in shocking fashion.
It's apparently Joe Flacco time.
Today's guests, two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Long, four-time Grammy Award winner Darius Rucker, plus your phone calls, NFL Week 2 recap, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Roku channel, as well as our friends at Odyssey, the Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate group, coast to coast. Thanks to our friends at Westwood One to help us curate that. They also put our podcast out every single day on the Cumulus Podcast Network, all 3 hours. If you miss any of this program, you can listen to us on our podcast. If you miss any of this program, you can catch up on some of the clips on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Over 461,000 fans now are subscribing to that page and growing, getting larger, like Leon from Airplane. Also, I don't know where that one just came from.
And Leon is getting larger.
I can make a brooch. I have no idea why that just popped in my head. I have no idea.
I can make a hat.
And
I can
make a scarf. If you missed anything in hour one and you're watching on the Roku channel through a Roku-connected device or Samsung Smart TVs or Amazon Fire TV, well, we say hello to you. And yes, this shirt is as good as it looks. It's free there. It's free.
Free.
It's also free on the Roku channel app, which is within the Roku app. So you download the Roku app, just hit the Roku channel. We're free there. Or if you're watching on desktop, as I believe Susie Schuster, tomorrow's guest host, along with Marshall Faulk, is currently doing. What's up, Suze? TheRokuChannel.com.
And who is Susie Schuster?
It's through there. She is
my wife.
Oh, stop it. She hates that.
We know.
Is that why you're doing it?
That's why we keep doing it.
Oh, my gosh. She's got this sign ready for
best
tomorrow.
Best mom ever.
So I'm hanging
wait,
out.
Wait, are we drinking tomorrow?
You know it. Chris, it's Mimosa Tuesday. Oh,
I'm so
with
excited.
Susie. Okay. Yeah. She won a Bloody Mary, so I don't know. Maybe don't that's know,
it's Mimosa. Guys, I'm out. Tomorrow I'm hanging out with Roku executives.
Okay, you fancy,
off,
huh?
Put in a good word.
I'm conducting business.
You don't need us to be in the business with you?
This is the business you need to continue to conduct.
Gotcha.
That's
okay.
Why I'm... Otherwise, Roku executives would be like, why is he here?
Shout out to Roku Joe.
Know?
My man.
Shout out Roku Joe.
That's my man from Pittsburgh.
At any rate, we're free, is basically what I'm saying.
And on all the time, as I'm finding out.
Exactly. And again, if you missed anything in hour one, right here on channel 210, if you're watching on any of the Roku devices, connected devices, and Samsung Smart TV and Amazon Fire TV, channel 210 is we wheel, as they say in the business. As soon as we're done, boom, starts again. And then over and over and over again until we come on the air tomorrow. With Susie and Marshall being, and Stephon Diggs is slated to appear on tomorrow's program. He's playing against the Titans tonight, don't you know? In the early game and then the late game that I'll be conducting the pregame and halftime hosting of on Westwood One. That's the Vikings and Eagles.
How many jobs you got, man?
I've got a few.
Gee.
I like Gabe Davis just popping up on the injury report really screwed me.
I know.
Me too.
Trust me.
I hope he's all right. I hope he's all right, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an ankle, so it's not like anything serious.
He's probably not playing tonight.
No, definitely.
You would
not.
Probably say it's an MP, not a YP.
Yeah, I know. It's on him, but I'm just saying,
he watches the Titans potentially come in and beat the Bills without him. I don't know. That was wild.
Wild.
Apparently, he hurt himself just walking, you know, practicing on turf on Saturday. At any rate, to talk about the craziness of week number two later on in this program, Darius Rucker, diehard Miami Dolphin fan and Grammy Award winning artist, will be here, I believe, again, calling in from Cloud 9. he will be joining us in hour number three. But joining us right now on the Mercedes-Benz Vance phone line is one of my favorites. His Greenlight podcast is incredibly popular. He is great at it. I love his perspective. He makes all of us smarter when he appears on the Mercedes-Benz Vance phone line, as he's doing right now. Two-time Super Bowl champ Chris Long here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you doing, Chris?
Rich, what's up, man? That was a crazy Sunday, huh?
Big time. I'm just going to throw open the floor to you. What's the headline from week two?
Well, the headline's Tua and the Dolphins.
Damn straight.
I mean, like, we knew they were a playoff team probably, even in an AFC that's really tough. I think most people, I would say, picked them to finish ahead of the Pats and take a step forward. But Mike McDaniel, man, like, they ran those DBs who were kind of hurting and thin, you know, in Baltimore. Guys having to reshuffle, guys just coming back from injury. They ran them all over the field. I mean, I was looking at a NetGen stat that these guys ran like, you know, 6,000 yards in total as a group. I mean, a ton of go routes. I think Waddle had more yards on go routes yesterday than he has in a long time. And Tua, man, like, this is, you don't want to play out a phase like that. You don't want to have to throw four touchdowns in the fourth quarter. You don't want to spot teams 21 points. I mean, like, as evidenced by some of the statistics you saw, like, it's just so unlikely to come back in a game like that. So you don't want to do this with regularity, but this was a really good sign. And, you know, I know that there's been kind of some back and forth that I've been on one side of with Tua throwing the deep ball, and he hit a couple of those yesterday. But the thing that really impressed me about Tua was the red zone stuff, you know, third and 13 to Gesicki. He made one play throwing to Craig Kraft down in the low red where he spins out the back of the pocket and it looks like a Mahomes play. So a big confidence booster for him, especially for the fact that, you know, that team responded. I mean, his completion over expectation, I think, in the first half was minus 14. So, like, the second half of that game was big. And then Baltimore, man, that secondary is going to be a problem this year. Like, you know, you lose Fuller. You've got guys shuffling around. Kyle Hamilton wasn't great. But more than anything, the running backs, you didn't get much out of them. They had multiple opportunities to close that game out, you know. And then short yardage, usually from a Baltimore team, not only are they not going to give the ball back at the end of the game when Tucker kicked that field goal, but they're going to convert on fourth and short, not only early in the game when they fumbled, but late. So tough game for the Ravens, but it should be about the Dolphins yesterday. That was a really great performance.
Well, I mean, the question is as you know, we always in this world of the NFL media, now that it is an overreaction Monday, and I'm going to have that segment shortly, the question is how deep a threat are the Dolphins in terms of the playoffs? And for the short term, I didn't think you could have a battle joined within the division with the Bills. Certainly with the way that they can put points up. The Dolphins showed they could put points up with the Bills or the Chiefs. I mean, is the conference a doable thing, do you think, for the Miami Dolphins, Chris Long?
I mean, you never want to say never because obviously, you know, I didn't think the McDaniel boost would be this impressive this early in the year. But I think we'll know a lot more in a couple weeks, and I think that's okay to say. I mean, the Bills, they got them this week. They're hosting the Bills coming up.
Yes, they
do. And then they're going to go to the Bengals. And the Bengals, man, like, you know, buy them low. I mean, Joe Burrow didn't have a training camp, that offensive line. You think about O-lines now trying to get together, new pieces. You know, doesn't excuse the performance, but you get three preseason games now. You don't get a lot of time on the field. So I think we're going to know more about, you know, the Dolphins in the next couple of weeks. I want to see them win games in phase. I mean, like, I'm not sitting here saying, hey, listen, great comeback, but, you know, whoop-de-doo. It was a great comeback, and they deserve to be lauded for that. But they're going to play some tough teams over the next month, including the Vikings. Oh, and the Jets, your Jets. You know, the Jets, you're never safe against the Jets. 13-point lead, 2 minutes to go. So the next month, Rich, is going to be like, we're going to find out a lot about the Dolphins. And I just, you know, Tua seems like a great kid. And obviously, there's been a lot of people that have criticized him, myself included. I'm happy that he looks happy down there. And Waddle and Hill, a lot of yak, you know, a lot of dink and dunk. But then if he can hit those balls that he did late in that football game, deep down the field, and he can be efficient, which he was last year as a guy throwing the ball over 20 yards down the field. If he can mix that in, then the sky's the limit for the productivity of that offense. But I want to see them win games in phase and against good teams regularly.
Two-time Super Bowl champ and host of the Green Light podcast, Chris Long, here on the Rich Eisen Show. What went through your mind when you watched the Saints and Bucks exchange blows, literally, after the figurative version of it for two-plus quarters? What do you think of that one?
Well, it's funny because those games are always slugfest. You can definitely bet the under anytime they play. And you know, the Bucs are going to have to win with the run game and on defense. I mean, it's just the way things are. As an aside, before we talk about the, you know, that fight or whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
You know, we didn't count Brady out the year their defense was dominant late in his tenure in New England. We didn't count them out. I think it was 2019. It was my first year out, and they were on this historic pace defensively. And they don't have half the players on that defense that the Bucs do. I mean, they have a ton of playmakers. And offensively, even though the line between, hey, a lot of new exciting weapons and just some alarming options to throw to outside is pretty thin, like, they can still compete in the NFC. And if you play defense like that, you know, any given Sunday. So, you know, definitely a good sign for the Bucs pulling that one out. The Saints have owned them. And, you know, Mike Evans, who has a history with Lattimore, which is going to come, it's going to become relevant when they hand down whatever suspension or punishment. You know, the same thing happened a couple of years ago. He's going to bat for Brady, which is interesting. Like, you know, the whole, like, it's Tom Brady. What do you want me to do? You know, a lot of people questioned Tom taking a break. A lot of people wondered what that was going to do for the locker room. Like, Tom Brady's the GOAT, and people recognize him as such, and they also really like Tom. And so people going to bat for Tom is not a surprise to me. But a lot of times, like, as a player, you'll be laying in bed the night before the game, and if you hate somebody on the other team, you're running through scenarios where you're like, if he does X, I have to do Y. You know, like, you're almost anticipating the conflict, and I think Mike Evans was just waiting. And he was a little frustrated because the game wasn't getting going for him. I wonder what Bruce Arians said to him, and I wonder what Marshawn Lattimore said to Brady, because those are the two things that if I could wave a wand and be a fly on the wall, that's one of the awards we give out on our show. You know, I'd love to know what was said in that exchange that made Mike Evans run off the sideline.
Take your best guess, Chris. Take your best shot.
Personal? I don't know, dude. Like, you know, I don't want to speculate, but for Mike Evans to lose it like that, I mean, either Bruce put a battery in his back, or he heard something he really didn't like. But there's so much that goes on during a game that we don't notice,
right?
Like, there could have been 3-4 instances where this was boiling over during the game, and we just didn't see it, and this was the tipping point.
Mm. And Brady, Chris Long, has beaten the Cowboys when Dak was healthy, right, for 3 3/4, and wins in Dallas to start the season. And then the bugaboo for him since being the Bucs quarterback, certainly in the regular season, was winning in New Orleans in a slugfest in a game where he's feeling pressured and he is feeling frustrated, and they came out with the win. They're 2-0. Are they there? I would imagine they're the team to beat in the NFC right now.
Well,
wouldn't you agree?
You know,
or no?
Yeah, well, you've got issues out west, right? I think the team to beat in the NFC is the Niners, especially
still
in light of what happened yesterday. Not to
why is that
to Trey Lance because Jimmy G's gotten them there. I mean, Jimmy G had them a quarter away. They beat the defending Super Bowl champions twice last year. I think they're the most complete roster in the NFC, you could argue. And Jimmy G knows how to run the offense. So I think, like, you're cutting hairs here, but the Niners, the Bucs, sure. Like, the Packers, you need to see more. I think, you know, shout out to my co-host Macon, who thinks the Vikings are the team to beat in the NFC. I think the Vikings are a provocative team to take a look at, but the Eagles are really stacked, right? So there's a lot of question marks, and teams in the NFC are built in a lot of different ways, so the matchups are going to be very interesting. So next 2 weeks for the Bucs, you get the Packers at home and you get the Chiefs at home. And I think what's really interesting is when Brady took that break, Rich, my biggest concern wasn't like morale, it wasn't chemistry, it was like quarterback center exchange, cadence, like the whole operations of that offense and how they would run, because you need those reps. And to start on the road in two of the toughest places to play, well, especially New Orleans, against a team that, you know, you're going to have to go silent count. They've gotten you. They can man up. They can cover your guys. They're physical. And then Dallas with those rushers, especially Michael Parsons, to pull out wins in those situations makes you feel good if you're a Bucs fan.
And then before I let you go, Chris Long, in the few minutes I have left with you, Greenlight Podcast, check it out. I've been on it. You'll enjoy it. I'm not just talking about my
appearance from one.
Anytime, yeah. Chris, you know that, please.
Yeah.
So let's talk AFC West before we go. The week began with that highly entertaining Thursday night affair where Mahomes, he's now won two different styles of games, the boat race where you can't stop the offense week one at Arizona, and then week two where they were struggling on offense first half and then come up with a win. Justin Herbert has fractured rib cartilage, which I didn't know actually was a thing.
We used to say my ribs messed up. Yeah, fractured cartilage.
I had no idea what that is. The Raiders' highly disappointing start, 0-2 after the Arizona Cardinals finally got things going and came back. What a win that was. And then Denver, it just seems like their coach has got something, like he hasn't gotten on track yet, or the moment might be too big for a first-time head coach. That's where I kind of want to start your omnibus take on the AFC West. What do you think is going on with Nathaniel Hackett and the Broncos after they pulled one out, though, yesterday?
I'm not really sure, man. You know, I picked the Broncos to miss the playoffs. I don't know if that's a pick, but like I just think it's a classic example of, and I've done it on other takes. So like people just automatically assume something's going to work out because you have something on paper. You know, Russell Wilson the last couple of years has not been, you know, the efficient Russell Wilson of old. Like he's made some mistakes. He hasn't, you know, I just didn't expect them to play great complementary football. You know, like, it doesn't seem like he's going to be a game manager at the right times. And then when you take into account that the new head coach is having trouble, like yesterday you've got a punt, you got to call a timeout because you don't have a punt returner out there. You get a delay of game. You burn your last timeout. You're inside the red zone a bunch of times against Seattle. You fail to get points. You're inside the five twice yesterday. You fail to get, you know, the points you should get. I mean, they're struggling at all the stuff that, you know, the fingerprint of a new head coach should be on. I mean, 13 penalties, 100 yards. So, like, tough start for Nathaniel Hackett. Another element of, like, we just figure it works out because the guy knows Aaron Rodgers. You know, like, I think he might be a fine head coach one day, but the start's been poor. And compounding it is, like, that 4th and 6 or whatever it was the other night when he trots McManus out there to kick a ball. And you don't put the ball in the guy's hands who's probably going to the Hall of Fame, and a guy that your marriage just started with this guy. Like, so as long as you're going to be in Denver, if you're Nathaniel Hackett or Nathaniel Hackett, like, you're probably going to be with Russell Wilson. And, you know, like, you start the marriage off that way. That's like a bad honeymoon. So I expect that hangover to loom like a week or two, and you're learning on the job too. So, Houston, though, I want to shout Houston out. Mm-hmm. Lovie Smith deserves a lot of credit. He's got these guys playing competitive. I'll say that. I mean, they should have won that game last week. He wasn't aggressive enough. But the AFC West, man, you know, the West as a whole, the NFC West, the AFC West, you know, you thought it was like a bunch of juggernauts in that conference. And it looks to me like the usual suspects in the AFC West. And the big question for me is, how can Justin play with his ribs messed up? I know that sucked as a defensive end when your ribs got fractured, you had cartilage or whatever it was, but for him to turn in that performance on Thursday, or on what night was that?
Thursday, that was night. Thursday, yeah, man. When he couldn't pick up the first down with his legs, where it was just like, okay, I'm just gonna flip the ball down and try on 4th and 1 rather than run and maybe get hit or slide, is gonna hurt my ribs sliding. And then he throws a 40-yard frozen rope on 4th down. It's just like, I've never seen anything like that. That was wild.
It was jaw-dropping. It went from, I'm pretty sure in today's day and age, like online, we're going to be calling for him to be pulled out of the game. And the Chargers are going to get, like, you know, skewered for having him in the football game, to like, oh, that's why he's in the football game. Like, you know, 4th and 1, not just trying to pick up the first down, but knowing that, like, you can't sustain a drive and you got to go for it all, and you go for it all and you hit. The one thing in that game, and, you know, like, I'm a big fan of the Chiefs. I think, like, you know, their demise was greatly, you know, exaggerated and all that. But we overreacted to the offense and their function week 1 against the Cardinals, who are kind of hapless at times. And then week 2, if Justin Herbert just doesn't throw that pick, I know it's a big if, but it's one play and it's inside the 5, that game is completely different. So the Chiefs have still got stuff to work out. But they are the Chiefs. And one thing about the Chiefs that's impressed me over the last couple of years is they found ways to win games different ways. Like, everybody says, well, you lose Tyreek Hill, you're going to lose the magic. They put up 44 to start the season. They've dabbled in running the ball more the past couple of years. Their offensive line's been retooled. Like, they lost everybody up front, right? A whole, you know, window, a generation of offensive linemen up front, whether it was Schwartz, or the whole gang. Like they shuffled through and they got a bunch of young guys in there and they've learned to play together. So Andy Reid just continues to be awesome, and so does Patrick Mahomes.
Who's on the pod this week? Pop it. What do you got for me?
So we got on Mondays, and this pod's about to drop, but you know, I got Kyle Long in, you know, my brother, you know, so now he's moved back home, and I'm kind of working with him, and it's been a lot of fun.
Love
we can kind of work together in person on Monday mornings. And then one of my old teammates, Bo Allen, joins me midweek to do a lot of, you know, kind of deeper dive film stuff. Because, you know, on these Mondays, man, you're trying to download 16 games.
It's a lot.
What I can't wait for is digging into the games. Then we have Nicole Auerbach as well to cover some college football.
She's awesome.
Monday too.
From the Athletic.
Great. So, yeah, from the Athletic.
Yeah, she's awesome. Have me on, Chris, please. Anytime. You got my number, reach out. I'd love to do it. I'd love when you come on this program. It's terrific. You're terrific. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, and this guy named Will has been texting me, asking me if you'll come on his show.
Here's the deal, man. He's got to talk to his colleague who apparently has Vrabel shut down. Has Vrabel shut down our guy from going on his own pod? Has Lawan been shut down? Has Vrabel dropped the curtain down on Lawan doing bussing with the boys?
I think Vrabel failed the inspection on the bus.
There's no motor, and again, you know, and they have put out a photograph every day. They're doing, but I made myself available during the summer. Lawan couldn't do it because he was in training camp, and now he's not even on his own pod. They have no motor and they have no co-host. Like, what's going
on? Crazy. Will Compton, he's got Jameis Winston back problems from carrying that thing. So yeah, throw that guy a bone, man. Rich, it was good talking to you, man.
Right back at you. Anytime. That's Chris Long at Joel91 on Twitter. I follow him. You should as well. And Chris Long, check out the Greenlight podcast, where all podcasts are acquired, right here on The Rich Eisen Show. I just love chatting with Chris Long. I just love it. Yeah, Will Compton is carrying. It's bussing with the boy right now, right? There's no boys.
I think Lawan went Zero Dark 30 for the season.
I know, but do you think he did that on his own doing, or did Vrabel just say, you know, we don't need podcasters protecting our quarterback. That's a very Belichickian maneuver, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You don't see many podcasters on the Patriots. Not many player pods on the Patriots, right?
This seems like Vrabel's M.O., though, right?
Well, Vrabel is...
Vrabel's a hardo.
That's true.
He's got a sense of humor.
I mean, yeah, look at the draft. There was a guy on the toilet.
He once told me to take a heart pill and buckle up.
He did. And a song, a great song.
That's
came
what
from
he
that,
did. You know? Right? And the busting with the boys, they're relentless.
They want you.
They're getting a little more provocative.
Take your heart pills and buckle up.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I think he told Lawan, the podcaster.
Yeah, just buckle up.
Buckle up.
Yeah, they don't have a motor and they don't have a co-host.
He can't buckle up, that's right.
And the fact that Compton is now being a first-time dad and he's taking people for walks on Twitter all the time. He's tweeting about Nebraska football.
Nebraska football. Can he be the head coach? Will that fix it?
If he wants to, he's doing Timmy Trumpets.
I mean.
Timmy Trumpets.
Should Nebraska still have football? My call.
Oh man. Syracuse is winning. Now look at him right now.
He's feeling himself a little bit.
Look at him right now.
The end of that game was bananas. You guys watch any of that?
I saw the end of it.
We were on the deuce.
That was crazy.
But here's the latest one from Bussin' with the Boys. It's me. Now this is from a long time ago.
Dug in the crates for that.
A long time ago.
Oh my God!
Papa John's was the official pizza of the NFL, and they came in and they shot a commercial.
They brought like 1,000 pies.
Do you remember that? And they fed the whole place.
We had a billion.
And so, like I said, that's a long time ago.
Wow.
As if I'm hanging out with John Schnatter right now.
You saying that's such a man?
No, sir. Very provocative. I'm ready to show up. They don't have a motor on their bus, and they don't have a co-host now.
And you can't buckle up because you don't have a motor. You're not moving.
I'm taking my heart pills, though.
Yeah.
I'm on a statin. Look at me. I'm on a statin, and I'm on Roku, and life is great.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
Let's take a
break. Day 115, by the way.
I know.
Wow.
Jeez.
Impressive. Stick to it.
That's a commitment.
Let's
right
take
there.
A break. When we come back, Overreaction Monday.
Let's go.
So much to overreact to. It's coming up next. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on The Rich Eisen Show. We've got tons of time for your phone calls this hour. If you're on hold, stay on hold and enjoy a no doubt action-packed edition of Overreaction Monday. Hit it, please.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Christopher, you have the floor.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Did you guys enjoy that Sunday yesterday?
Wild.
Yeah. Oh,
lots to overreact to, I bet.
All right, first up, guess what? The NFC stinks, and Jimmy G's leading the Niners back to the NFC title game.
Chill, baby.
Hey, man. The Niners are 1-1. You know, it's one of those where they're going to look back in like 2 months from now saying, how the hell did we lose to the Bears in the rain in week one? How the hell did that happen?
And well, why the hell we draft Trey Lance?
You know, that could be a question in the middle of next spring. We'll see what Jimmy G does, but Debo's still there. Kittle is yet to play.
Yeah.
The defense looks stout. The Niners still have four running backs and five tight ends you've never heard of that's not scoring for anybody's
fantasy team.
But they're scoring for the 49ers. Isn't that amazing? They've got, you know, one of the greatest offensive minds in the game. Yeah. That so many people are talking about Shanahan but only, what, three fantasy players that you're currently using? So I don't think that's an overreaction at all. I think it's an overreaction that the NFC stinks. I'm still happy to live on the Bucks right now as my predicted winner for the NFC.
Really?
Very happy. Oh, I love what their defense. That's a championship defense, bud.
Well, the offense is.
And as long as Bruce Arians apparently doesn't have room in his suite and he's standing on the sideline to light fires, this is great.
What did he say to Mike Evans?
I'd love to know. Who ordered the code red?
I mean, good. Well, we know who it did. It's Bruce.
Yeah.
What else? That's overreaction that the NFC stinks, but Jimmy G leading the Niners is not an overreaction at all.
TJ, congrats. You finally have a quarterback. If Cooper Rush keeps winning, Cowboys should stick with him.
That's ridiculous. That ain't happening. But it is.
I mean, you kind of alluded to that in the last segment.
I alluded to nothing of the sort, really? Sir. I
that
said
kind of
Dak should take notes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Because what Cooper Rush is doing right now is showing how, at least in this game against the Bengals, how you can put points on the board without Gallup. How you could put points on the board without Tyron Smith protecting you. And what he's doing with each win is providing the privilege to the situation. Because as we know, Dak refers to pressure as such. And I think he should take notes. That doesn't mean that when Dak is healthy, they're going to think Cooper Rush is their starting guy. That's not happening. That's why you have backup quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They're like lawyers. You don't want one until you need one. And then when you need them, you would like them to go back. It's like what grandparents do with children, with their grandchildren.
All right? Back.
I want to have you. I love having you. But when it's time, take it back. That's what it's like. Take back the backup quarterback. Let's get the starter in and win the Super Bowl. Because the starter's going to be better because there's more privilege based on how the backup played.
Rich, it's like when you go to Ohio, I want you to take my boy Tadao with you because it's better that you have security and not need it.
Okay.
Than need it and not have it, especially now. That's all I'm saying.
That's an overreaction. Maybe the grossest overreaction you've had in quite some time.
Beat the Giants, we'll see.
Let's go.
All right, you know who's pretty good, guys? That team in Detroit. The Lions could be a playoff team, and Amon-Ra St. Brown is a top five wide receiver.
The sun god.
What did you say without stuttering that was incorrect right there? What'd you say?
Nothing. Top five wide receiver. That dude is amazing.
If I'm not mistaken, 8 straight games with a touchdown and at least 8 receptions in a game or something like that.
He led them in receiving and rushing yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm in.
What did you say is wrong?
I'm in.
Jared Goff played in a Super Bowl, and he was winging it around. And look, I just know this for a fact. When you have an offense that is not making many mistakes and you have a really good running back, they have one, right? DeAndre Swift, right?
They do have a really
And they have a passing game that the quarterback, if they're not making any mistakes, can provide you that lift on offense. As long as Aiden Hutchinson's there sacking people, you can win your conference. How about that?
Ooh.
Now, that's the Big Ten.
That's spicy.
I'll say that you can make the playoffs in the NFL. Because I watched it happen last year. That kid's special. And so is St. Brown. Oh, yeah. That's not an overreaction.
Creator of life.
All right, I like it.
Amon-Ra.
We'll see. Right. We'll see. We'll see what happens, but that you did not stutter. What else?
All right, we got 4-2-0 teams.
Yes.
Guys, probably going to have a fifth tonight if Buffalo handles business.
Yes.
I'm going to say the Bucs are the most fugazi of the 2-0 teams.
Did you call Tom Brady fugazi? Is that what you're calling
it? No, I said the Buccaneers as a whole.
Why?
Everybody's hurt. They have no wide receivers.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
They just won a game.
They can't score any points.
They scored 20 yesterday. Enough. Double the amount they needed to avoid overtime.
They scored 13 on offense. Got a pick six.
Okay. Are you moving on to Cincinnati on me figuratively? Is that what you're doing?
I don't know, man.
You want to move on to Cincinnati?
There's just something going on with the Bucs that I don't like.
You know what's going on with the Bucs? What's going on with the Bucs is they have a championship defense. They have a GOAT who's age 45, who didn't spend a lot of time, all the time that he normally does, in training camp.
He's like spiking tablets on the sidelines.
That's what the Saints will do to you. And then he only has to face the Saints one more time, and it's at home. And he got out of the Superdome with a win, which he has not done in the regular season in quite some time. And you know what he did? He strolled into the place where he played his first Super Bowl at age 24, his first game in the Superdome. And then yesterday, strolled out as a 45-year-old guy with 7 more rings, including 6 more than the one that he got there. And don't forget, he's in line for an 8th this year.
And don't
get out of here, most fugazi 2-0 team.
Don't forget, he also now has every Wednesday off. He doesn't have to practice on Wednesdays for the rest of the season.
You say, hold a minute.
Yes. You're about to say, yeah. Then the Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Giants are more real as a threat than the Bucs. Come on, Chris Brockman.
Come on.
For 2 games?
All right. Onward.
Well, if you didn't like that take, you're not going to like this one.
Okay.
The Raiders and Bengals, what do they have in common? They have no wins. They're both going to miss the playoffs.
The autumn wind is disappointing, causing me to get texts from Eric Stone Street that I don't particularly enjoy. It took him 20 seconds after the touchdown scored by the Cardinals for him to text me.
I'm going to DM Eric right now.
Both missing the playoffs. I'll say no. Bengals are just one out, bro. Bengals are just one out, bud. And as Chris Long just pointed out, buy him low right now. Buy him low. Burrow had his appendix burst, okay? And you know what? The offensive line is not protecting him like he's a crown jewel without an appendix. So I'll say that's an overreaction for the moment. But I'm not terribly happy with my choice of the American Football Conference Western Division prediction right now.
All right, I'm really proud of this one.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's good. The Dolphins are going to pay Tua before the Ravens pay Lamar Jackson.
Well, define pay Lamar. Define. A long-term contract?
An actual contract?
A long-term contract.
Yes.
I'll say that's not an overreaction.
We got 2 years of franchise
coming.
I'll
say that's not if Lamar wants all the dollars guaranteed, like the Browns have done for Deshaun Watson, that he wants every dollar guaranteed, and it's more than Deshaun Watson. I think that the Ravens will hold their ground. I will, and continue to keep franchising him.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Are they watching the game?
I'll say that's not an overreaction. I'm not saying you're right, but I'm not saying that's out of the realm. Well, you're very proud of that one.
I was pretty proud of that one.
More proud of what? Your son or that take?
Ooh. Well, my son didn't injure me in any way yesterday.
That's so good. First weekend that's happened
first
in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. Okay.
You know who was pretty dreadful yesterday? The Steelers offense.
Give me a Kenny Pickett one. Kenny Pickett.
It's time for Pittsburgh to go to Kenny Pickett.
What happens first? Pickett starts, or he finally pays you the bet for Kenny Pickett not being a top five pick in a draft that's now 6 months old.
Pickett starting is definitely going to happen.
How about this? If Pickett starts, you will get paid.
Oh.
Well, I mean, there shouldn't be like a contingency.
Yeah, no, you should have paid him literally the day after you saw him the draft was over. You should have paid him the Friday after Kenny Pickett wasn't a top 10 pick.
He totally should have paid me when he made the bet because there was no way I was right.
I'm going to say that's an overreaction.
No. The whole Acrisure Stadium was cheering for him, Rich.
I hear you.
It's bad. It was bad.
I hear you. I think Tomlin is going to stand his ground for... when is the bye? Do you have the Steelers schedule? Would you pop it up, Mr. Hoskins, please? The bye is the middle of the season, isn't it?
Nah, it's the first week of November.
That's
I'm
the middle.
Trying
of this,
to look at that.
It's just well, that's like week six or seven.
No, it's week nine. That's what we call the middle of the season. Could we get Pickett versus Zach Wilson week four? Can we get that? Maybe. Yeah, that, you're not going short week on him. You're not going to start him short week. Maybe the struggle at Cleveland. Maybe if the Elf comes up with a win, you got the extra mini bye. Get Kenny Pickett ready. Not out of the realm. Not out of the realm. I say not yet.
Tough games right there.
For week three overreaction, week four, I got to go high register. Never know.
They got the tough schedule coming up.
You got any more over there?
I do have more. I do have more.
This is great.
You want more?
I had it last week, guys, and I said the AFC South was going to be the most fun. Obviously, I was wrong because the Jaguars are winning the AFC South, guys.
That's absurd.
The Jaguars.
I'm not going to say that they can't. I'm just saying, at the moment,
They look like the best team in that division.
Guess what? The overreaction will be particularly intense if the Bills beat the Titans tonight. There's still 15 games to go. Come on.
The Jacksonville Jaguars have a last place schedule,
and I do like what they look like. The Colts are easily
the worst team in that division.
I shouldn't even say the most disappointing team in the
disappointing team in the NFL.
I don't know about that.
We all thought they were winning the division, and they can't score.
I'm not happy with them and the way that they performed.
That's so polite.
At all.
We definitely turned another fan base
Trayvon
against them.
Walker
Chris.
Was this the right called, pick at number one. Jacksonville looks good. Doug Peterson.
This is called overreaction Monday for a reason. I'm not going to say the Jaguars can't win the division. I'm saying at the moment, we have an overreaction entering week three. Do you have one more? Is that George? You got George ready? He doesn't have George ready.
I thought that was his one.
No, he doesn't have it. Go ahead, Chris.
You want one more?
Let's go. You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
Thank you very much.
Rich, I've known you a long time. How old are you?
53 years of age.
It's been a long time since the Jets won anything, and I'm proud of you. You finally have a franchise quarterback.
Stop it.
Look at that guy.
Joe Flacco!
Broadway Joe Flacco was fantastic.
Elite.
Broadway Joe.
All right, nice trolling.
Super Bowl
all right,
winning.
Buddy. We've got the same record as you, so that's all I know. Mr. Patriot over there. Mr. We should fire Bill. Bill should go.
I didn't say fire. I did not say fire.
No, fire everybody.
I did not say fire.
Nathaniel Hackett should have been fired at halftime of his first game.
Chris is really
Jimmy Garoppolo should hold out in the middle of the season.
He should.
Oh, this guy. Broadway Joe Flacco did what a backup quarterback is supposed to do, which is win games that are winnable games while the quarterback that's supposed to be the starter is sitting out. Great job, Joe Flacco. My bad for talking snidely, asidely, or anything like that. If I'm on any of Robert Saleh's receipts, it's only because I have scars. I am emotionally scarred, and I am absolutely excused from any receipts. All right? That's all I'm saying. But Broadway Joe Flacco, way to go, Joe. It's Zach's job. Joe You're Flacco. Trolling me. We've got the same record. We'll see you shortly, sir. We'll see you shortly. Because whose skill players would you rather take? You have no dog in this hunt. Jets or Patriots? Skill players you'd rather take? Yes or no? Right now. 3, 2, 1.
Jets.
Jets.
How about defense and coaching?
Damn straight.
Bills.
No. Patriots or Jets? Who do you take? Whose defense do you take?
It's Bill Belichick.
Okay,
man.
Well, I mean, it's Belichick. I understand that. Fine.
But
okay.
You got the sauce.
Tail
you got
the tape.
It's called sauce, not gravy.
Tail the tape. By the way, all I'm saying is this.
You gave up 30 to the Browns.
All I'm saying is this. I have receipts.
We only gave up 20 to the Dolphins.
I have receipts.
That's a tough one.
He was done. He was all out. He was like, when is the Celtics season starting? Look at him now. Mac to the future.
Are you back
here?
Where's
your Mac to the future t-shirt?
I wore it on Friday.
I know. All right, we're taking a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I remember. I was here. I was here for that show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we were taking calls during our Roku channel segment. 2000, 2008, 2022. When it comes to the economy, these are some scary years and scary times. Dot-com crash, housing crash, and now the roller coaster that we're on right now. It's dangerous to not know your numbers at a time like this one. But one thing's is certain, over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. So how do you prepare for uncertain times? The answer is simple. NetSuite offers you an ability to identify rising costs, automate your business processes, and easily see where to save money. That's why 93% of customers say they improve their visibility and control when they upgrade it to NetSuite. So what are you waiting for? Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richradio right now. netsuite.com/richradio. netsuite.com/richradio. Let's go to the phone lines. Scott in Charlotte, North Carolina. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, happy Monday, guys. I'm just driving back from Heinz Field.
Scott, stop right there. Place? I don't mean literally, because it sounds like you're going very fast in a freeway or a highway. Sure it wasn't Acrisure where you were?
I was at Acrisure. So I got two things for you guys. First, I just want to say, to piggyback on what Brockman was saying for Overreaction Monday, the offense is, Mitch Trubisky is garbage. Like, he has about another game left before he gets pulled. But the defensive line with no TJ, they put no pressure on Mac Jones, and that's scary, too. The other thing is, yeah, fantasy, I need advice.
Oh.
So our fantasy league, this is our 10th year in this season, or in this fantasy league. And we created a junior league as a relegation league. So last place in our league goes to the junior league, and then the winner gets bumped up.
Oh, my goodness.
But it has caused an uproar with the guys that have started 0-2 now, and they're threatening on quitting. Do I hold my ground and tell them that they can quit if they want to be babies, or do I cave?
Here's what I need to tell you in advance of you getting RAS Consulting, which is, as you know, the highest white glove treatment I could offer. I need something in exchange from you as soon as I give you my answer, okay? You got to tell me something. I need something from you, too, okay? Is that a deal? Damn straight you hold your ground. You tell them go pound sand. If you all agree to it, then too bad. You're 0-2. What if you were 2-0 and you were 0-2, Scott? Wouldn't you be in danger of being relegated? There's also, what, 13 more games left for your season? 12 more games left? Suck it up. Do better. Do your job. How about that? That's what you tell them. Go pound sand. You're going to quit? Babies?
Exactly.
Use that and use that tone of derision as well. Now I need something from you, Scott. You got to help me since you're coming back from Acrisure. Did you see the ketchup bottles? Where are the ketchup bottles? Were there any ketchup bottles in the stadium?
No ketchup bottles. They did have a Heinz. They have a Heinz concourse, and then they have the Heinz red zone, and they got the big ketchup bottle on the red zone screen.
Oh, okay. So there is there, but weren't there two in the old stadium? The Heinz,
there were two big ones. I thought.
So we don't know. So in other words, you don't know.
Nowhere to be seen.
Wow. Okay, Scott. Thank you. Call us back and let us know if RAS Consulting did the trick. By the way, I absolutely know we did the trick. You imagine
we're batting
1,000.
By the way,
we are.
Come on. At some point, though, we're going to have to bring in some income to RAS Consulting. We're doling out great advice, but
yeah,
not really.
Like, I think
we got overhead
return,
to think
Rich.
Of. You know,
I'm with TJ.
We got to. At some point, we're going to have to charge someone.
You know, there's so much pro bono we can do.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. At some point, you can't keep giving the milk away for free.
Yeah, at right. some point, I mean, not
it's true.
Anytime soon, I'm just saying.
But we're just growing. We're growing the business, and we have a proven track record. And at some point, we're going to hit.
We're still going to have the best prices out there, though.
Is that right?
I think so. We're for the people.
Are you saying the price is right?
Hey.
Well, free is a good price. I mean,
that is true. It's hard
it
to
is. It's
that,
the best price on the Roku channel, right?
$3.99.
That's what I'm free. Talking about. See how I'm bringing it back? See what I did?
I like what you did there.
Thank you. That's all I'm looking for.
Russell Wilson and Jimmy Garoppolo have the same MVP odds.
That's weird.
Brockman's looking at that.
That's weird.
That's weird.
That actually is weird.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling good about the ride.
The ride is it's bumpy. I want to hit that in hour three. Here's what we're hitting in hour three.
So
we got to talk about the ride in Broncos country. Is that what it is? Is it Broncos country?
Broncos
let's
country.
Ride.
Well, they're off road up there, so that's they can ride. Could be bumpy.
That's okay. True. Yeah. 4x4. Yeah. You need a 4x4.
You need a 4x4 up in Colorado.
Nathaniel Hackett had another head scratcher. during that game against the Texans.
Not been a good eight quarters for this.
We've got Darius Rucker about to call into the program.
He's got to be hype.
Yeah, he's a Dolphin fan.
Fins up.
He's about to, he's joining us in 5 minutes' time. And also, you know what I'm going to do?
What's that, Rick?
I'm going to do my own little overreaction Monday.
Oh.
I've got the top five most disappointing teams yet so far this season.
After 2 weeks?
It's not even over. There's still more two games left.
At least I feel like my team won't be on, so I'm kind of happy.
That's correct.
Well, you got a quarterback now. Thank you.
I'm going to do that.
Yes.
Bonus.
I know you like it when
I do. It's awesome.
I do stupid stuff.
Yeah, dumb lists
certainly
are
great. List form. You love
Rich,
that.
Okay, you got to stop with the dumbness, all right? Lists are great.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm awesome.
You just made the list.
Thank you. Hour three coming up. Darius Rucker crawling about his fins coming up.
Hey, thank you, Jason, for
Rich,
putting that in.
Well, one thing about Darius Rucker is, speaking of wrestling, he's a big Ric Flair fan, and I doubt this will get brought up, but Darius Rucker, Chris, owns one of Ric Flair's old school robes.
You know way, those like $20,000 robes?
Yeah, and he bought one of those, and Ric Flair went and did a whole thing. Darius Rucker, huge wrestling fan.
If I'm not mistaken, Hootie and the Blowfish played at the Dan Patrick roast that I emceed in Chicago.
Oh, that makes sense.
The tape of which disappeared right away because I worked so blue.
Have a tape of this?
It just got deleted?
I think Dan might still have it, and I think he's ready to bust it out if any part of our relationship somehow goes awry.
you went off like that?
I would be thrilled to have it out there because I crushed. I crushed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I went. Mitch Pekai wrote the jokes, and I said work.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.